Today is Tu B'Av, a date which is very much associated with Jewish marriage, based on the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Tanit, which says, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yamin tovim l'Yisrael k'chamisha sa ba'av u'chiyom ha-kippurim. The two most festive days in the Hebrew calendar were the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, Shebahem benot Yushalayim yotzot b'chlei lavan she'ulin. That's on those days the maidens of Yerushalayim would go out in borrowed white clothes, and they would try to attract a husband. So what I want to do today is just touch on three practices associated with Jewish weddings, none of which find expression in the Shulchan Aruch or early codes at all, but nevertheless are very widely practiced, and just want to touch on them. So the first is the minhag of the Chatan and Kala not seeing each other for a week before the wedding. That's not brought down in any of the poskim whatsoever. There doesn't seem to be any compelling halachic reason for it at all. It is suggested that maybe it's to do with the concept of Dam Chimud, that under certain circumstances is a lusting for a husband that can cause a woman to become a nida, and therefore the couple don't see each other for a week beforehand, so that lust doesn't come to the forefront. But nevertheless, there's no real basis for this halacha or practice. I would say it's not a halacha at all. It's a nice practice, and it's sometimes very good and healthy for the chatan and kala not to see each other for the week before the wedding. But on other occasions, it's actually much less healthy for them, and it's good for them to actually have the chance to see each other during that week. And everything should be seen in its correct context. I've had couples who are sometimes been living together for several years, they want to know during the week before the wedding whether they're allowed to text each other, or is that against the din. So this is something which is a nice practice, has become very popular in recent years and recent generations, but a generation or two ago, certainly on the day of the wedding, the chatan and kala would have pictures together before the chuppah, etc., etc. So it should not be given too much importance, even though one doesn't want to be dismissive of it. That's a further interesting practice, is that it's a very universal custom amongst Jews that the kala wears a white dress for the chuppah. Again, there's no real basis for this, other than the fact that the Mishnah does talk about that benot Yerushalayim yotzot b'chlei lavan she'ulin, that the maidens of Jerusalem used to go wearing white clothing. It's suggested that the reason why a kala wears a white dress for the wedding is because it symbolises purity and reflects the notion that a chatan, and possibly also the kala, is forgiven their sins on the day of the wedding. Interestingly, a few years ago I discussed with a very prominent Muslim Orthodox posek wedding that I'd been a Sadiq Kiddushin for, where the kala had worn a sea green dress. And he said to me that he would refuse to be Masadei Kiddushin at such a wedding. I asked him why. He said, Minhag Yisrael is to wear a white dress. I don't know how far back the Minhag Yisrael of wearing white dresses goes for a wedding. Certainly I wouldn't be refuse to be Masadei Kiddushin for a person if they're not wearing a white dress. But it does seem to be a very, very widespread Minhag. That's a further Minhag, not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but again very, very widely practiced, is that the kala walks around the chatan before the ceremony actually begins properly. This is based perhaps on a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, where it says, Nekiva to Sovev Gaver, that a woman will encircle a man. They're different minhagim. First of all, many people don't have this minhag at all, and even when I started as a rabbi and being Masadei Kiddushin 25 years ago, it wasn't de rigor in all weddings that the kala would go round the chatan. Now it's very, very rare that she doesn't, but that time it was the frumer weddings, that was what was done. That wasn't done in the less frumer weddings. That's actually different minhagim mentioned as to whether or not how many times the kala goes round the chatan. Some sources say three times, some say seven times. So what's the significance of three or seven? So three in general in halacha regards is regarded as the number of a chazaka, giving authenticity and authority to something, and seven of course is a number which is associated with the Sheva Brachot, etc. That's Rav Aryeh Kaplan, in his book Made in Heaven, he suggests that the minhag of having going around three times represents the three chiyuvim that a husband has to his wife, she'er kusut v'ona, to provide her with food, clothing, and a sexual relationship. That's perhaps to walk around seven times, he suggests, reflects seven additional obligations, that's which are midrabah. The payment of the ketubah, the payment of medical expenses, that's to redeem her if she's taken captive, to pay her burial expenses, to support her with his estate after his death, to support her other children, and to have her sons inherit her ketubah. Adkan.